BlogTalkLive.com.
Good evening, my friends. Good evening and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Very excited to have you with us here tonight. It is Thursday, April 26, 2007, at least for the next hour, here in the Central Time Zone, about 11 p.m. on the nose. Welcome to another exciting program here. I'm jazzed to be here, I gotta tell you. It's Thursday, and it just seems that this week has gone by so incredibly fast for me, and maybe for you as well. I don't know. But I've been paying attention to some things, and it does seem that, in addition to this really, really bad weather, a lot of people really taking a psychological beat down these days. And I don't know exactly what this is all about. I know that there's a lot of news happening. I know there's a lot of things out there front and center, and we've tried to, you know, pay attention to a great portion of them and try to bring them to you here on the program. But at the same time, I almost think that we're just being zapped with stuff to make us almost less aware, in addition to being less healthy. Now, again, if you want to consider that to be weather modification with some other things tossed in the mix, I don't know. But last night we talked a lot about mind control and about various things like that, different programs for brainwashing and sort of controlling people. I do think these things are going on. Excuse me. I think they're going on a lot. I think they're going on as we speak, and I think they're going on just about everywhere. So it's very, very interesting stuff, and I've heard some fascinating things as I've delved into the research, heard from some fascinating people with some things that they had to say, and it just it's mind-boggling, honestly. But we'll probably discuss some of that tonight with our guest, who'll be joining us right after the break. But let me just say this. I think it was supposed to be about 65 degrees, ended up at 45 degrees today. Cloudy, rainy, wet, soggy, not very nice. Other places certainly had a lot worse. And, folks, this is just the beginning of a very, very, very intense weather season, I think, already. And we've had a lot of ups and downs. You know, we enjoyed some warm weather for a while, but then it got too warm, and then it got too dry, and then the pollen started going crazy, and this is just in this area. Then it got cold, then we got snow, then we got rain and cold. It warmed up a little bit, then it got cold again, so on and so forth. Almost impossible for them to predict, but like I said, just today, being about 15 to 20 degrees cooler than they had anticipated, that seems bizarre. Makes you wonder if you can trust anything in the forecast these days. So just looking at all this stuff, I wonder, with the global warming issues coming out, because they've contextualized it in just such a way as to say, okay, the weather is bad because of global warming. Global warming can be focused upon. We can all work together and we can make the planet exist a little bit longer, which, again, as I've stated before on the show, I think it's mildly arrogant. But what I'm getting at here, quite simply, is this, that as the people, meaning all of us, are distracted trying to do our best to live green, to save the planet, and so on and so forth, what is the government doing? I have no doubt that they are either inflicting things upon us, meaning our government. And again, we talked about some of the programs that have been in place before. So there's nothing new about that, nothing surprising, nothing insulting. And again, based on historical fact, you can say, well, they've done it before. What would keep them from doing it now? Or you can take the other side of the issue and say that with countries like the CERN project and different things going on, the Cloud project, and all the countries involved with that, the fact that Russia and China and other countries have admitted in their own mainstream media that they are going to guarantee good weather and promise good weather and affect the weather for various things, who knows, right? So maybe somebody else is zapping us. Maybe the whole global warming thing is legitimate, which, again, is up for debate. Certainly not everything we've been told is legitimate, but, you know, here we are only at the end of April. Who knows what the next 8 months of the year will bring us. Folks, we're back in 3 minutes with our special guest this evening, Russ Dizdar, and of course, more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. Herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, a natural alternative and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. For shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity if necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get shipped with no future. Many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Good evening, my friends. Good evening and welcome. You are listening to a very phlegmy, frankly speaking, real. I don't know. Drinking some kind of new coffee here. And I didn't make it. It was already made. So I said, hey, myself the trouble. I'll just go ahead and have some of this coffee. And it's some foofy hazelnut thing. And it's giving me some phlegm. All right. Anyway, all that aside, welcome all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. Welcome to all of you who maybe are perusing our website there, franklyspeakingradio.com. I'm glad you're all here. I also want to give out our phone number because I want this to be very interactive because I think you're going to get a lot out of tonight's show simply because of the presence of our guest who I'll bring up in just a second. Before we do that, listen to this. We talked last night about mind control programs, government ones, and of course, outside of the government as well. And there were mentions that this whole thing is all satanic. It's all satanic because only somebody who is had a degree of multiple personality disorder, mind control themselves, can in good conscience do the things that these programmers do and these handlers do. And it was a very, very intriguing account about the Monarch programming. Well, a lot of people would go and say, oh, just a bunch of hooey, you know, it's conspiracy theory stuff. Well, we sourced it from mainstream media a lot in order to validate some of this stuff. Here's a story that came out today, which I think will set through what we'll discuss tonight. This is from the British media, timesonline.co.uk. Free women teachers were among six people arrested yesterday accused of seeing and sexually abusing children as young as three at a school near Rome. The teachers, two of whom have our grandparents who had taught at the school and at Sunday school for decades, are said to have had part in the repeated abuse of 15 children aged 3 and 5 for over a year, filming them in sexual acts with satanic overtones at the teachers' homes and in the woods. The others arrested were a female caretaker, a former producer of children's programs for state television, and a local gas station attendant. The television producer is married to one of the arrested teachers. The alleged abuse, 25 miles occurring in a town 25 miles north of Rome, came to light when some of the children describing their quote-unquote game to their parents. They drew pictures of a, quote, man in black, end quote, who wore a hood and drank his own blood, and they said they had played a game in which, quote, a wolf chases a squirrel and eats it, end quote. I don't even really want to know what that one is. They were warned that if they told their parents about the game, they would be, quote, taken away from their mothers by devils, end quote. If the truth were to come out and they were asked who had taught them to perform these sexual acts, they were to say, quote, my father, end quote. The parents also reported bruising and swelling around their children's genital areas and that they had returned home from school in a confused state. Police say that the children were given tranquilizers and told that they were sweets. The six faced charges including kidnapping, indecently assaulting minors, obscene acts, and group sexual assault. Police had to protect the teachers from angry parents as they were taken away. Now that itself, my friends, horrific. And it sounds to me like it's an open case, does it not? I mean, you've got physical signs of this. You've got emotional, mental signs of this. You've got all sorts of different accounts. I imagine that depending on the tranquilizers, a blood test might do some of that stuff. And presumably, if they do a thorough investigation, they'll find the scene of the crime and so on and so forth. But anyway, then the story takes a different twist. Ottavio Coletta, the mayor of this town, said that the town of 8,000 people was enveloped, quote, in a poisonous climate of hatred and vendetta, end quote. So the mayor is saying, hey, look, yeah, maybe these teachers are being accused of this, but the whole town is these teachers, and that's just a poisonous atmosphere. We don't need to do that. They just abused a few kids, right? I mean, what's the problem? It continues. Father Ari Rocchi, the parish priest, he still believed the teachers were victims of, quote, malicious tongues, end quote. And I assume he doesn't mean they were using their tongues maliciously against these children. I assume he means that people are speaking bad things about these teachers. This is a priest, 25 miles north of Rome, presumably Catholic, defending these teachers of a Sunday school and their abuse of children. The priest said that the women were churchgoers and taught at Sunday school. Oh, well, there you go. That makes it all right then, doesn't it? Because certainly no Satanism ever infiltrates the churches, does it? The story goes on. Pasqualina Pellegrino, a former teacher at the school, also said she could swear on the innocence of the teachers and the caretaker, saying, quote, I simply do not believe they could have done this, end quote. Well, set them free. Hey, if you simply cannot believe it, then obviously it never occurred. Some parents, however, complained that the mayor and school authorities had initially failed to take their suspicions seriously. School had not suspended the teachers even after the inquiry began 10 months ago. One parent said, quote, they accused us of trying to ruin the lives of respect people, end quote. Now, this is probably horrific to a lot of you, and as well it should be. This is probably brand new information to a lot of you, and I understand that. It's presumably old hat to our guest here tonight. He is doing amazing things, folks. He's freeing people from mind control. They are infiltrating cults and really doing a lot to work with authorities as far as getting convictions and evidence together to spotlight and highlight the very, very real world of occult and satanic crimes. Please welcome to the program from Shatter the Darkness, the website, shatterthedarkness.net. Pastor Russ Dizdar, God bless you, sir. Thank you for your time.
Hey, blessings to you, brother, and appreciate you having us on.
Oh, man, I needed to have you on. I mean, this is just, there's too much of this there, and it falls by the wayside. It doesn't get the attention it deserves. These are all very, very real things. I presume that you probably not only have heard about that story, you probably heard about it before it was in the mainstream media, but the fact that it was in the mainstream, I think, that makes it deserve a good amount of attention, at least so people can realize that this stuff does not just happen once in a blue moon. It happens all the time. It doesn't get reported on all the time.
Sure, and that's the difficulty, is that they're just finding tidbits here and there. You know, it's only when they find something going on. This is the most secretive. I mean, there's a spiritual side to it. This is the most secretive work going on today. It is part of that secret power of lawlessness, mm-hmm. And there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of covens, and thousands of these cases. There's over 4.5 million diagnosed cases in the United States alone.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Just in the U.S., that's horrific.
So where they come from, that's part of the issue. Obviously, the story you just read, mm-hmm. you know, we've heard that in our offices, out in the field, other states. For 20 years, I've listened for thousands and thousands of hours mm-hmm. as individuals have brought out materials, pictures, they've drawn pictures, taken us to ritual sites. They've turned over their robes and bones and knives and swords and all kinds of things. We've engaged it. We've seen it. And it is absolutely horrific as being done, and it is being done more than ever, not just in the 90s when we've seen this massive rise of it,
mm-hmm.
but even right now, Frank, it's going on.
Wow. Now, is this also very common to have these I don't want to say it's a cover-up, but it sure does smell like one based on the comments that were based on who was making them and based on, of course, the allegation that the officials were not taking these things seriously.
Well, sure. I mean, when you have – we need to believe children. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't doubt there's sometimes in divorce cases issues that go on that you have to, you know, really find out whether a kid being told. And they'll end up telling the truth, whether
yes.
daddy's telling me to say this or whatever. But children do not know how to do, you know, certain sexual acts and things like that, unless they've been shown that, and unless they've been, you know, it's been described and they've been through things.
Mm-hmm.
There's trauma there, and some of the drug issues. It's all about. See, these folks are masters at keeping the secret through the drugs, like you mentioned. These kids coming back mm-hmm. Confused and so forth, but also hypnotic stuff, just base level hypnotic stuff mm-hmm. with post hypnotic suggestion. And then you go further than that into the creation of other personalities, the purpose of submerging what went on and to keep it hidden.
Yes. Well, obviously, this is it's a big thing. And I would like to, if you can stomach it, and I'm sure you can, since, you know, you do a lot of things that are worse than talk about this stuff. You've seen it. You've heard it firsthand. I don't know how you amaze me. And I'll be honest with you, and I've told you this before, I sleep better knowing that you're out there. I really do.
Well, I think there's a lot more, Frank, going out and doing things, and
sure.
There's a lot of good helpers out there, and we're just one of many of those, and it's got to be done, and we have to go. Most of the victims that are in their 30s and 40s that we've dealt with, I've heard this story again and again for years, Frank, and it was this. They wish that when they were little, when they were all the rituals and sexual things were being done, they begged, they wanted somebody to intervene. And that's what's happening across the United States, UK, throughout Europe, even today. Mm-hmm. When these kids are crying out, we've learned to begin to go to 30, 40 cities and pray and begin to look for the victims and look for the strategy of finding just what you read about. And again, it occurs everywhere. And use us and use anybody who will kind of look under the rocks and what Josiah did in the Old Testament to find these places, and they can be found.
It's amazing stuff. I would like to direct people to your website, of course, and it's www.shatterthedarkness.net, and lots of amazing information there. And, of course, folks, you can help Pastor Russ and the people there at Shadow of the Darkness continue what they do by giving donations, anything you can do to help. And, of course, they're available to help you as well. And that's what I want to talk about, Russ, when we come back, is what you guys do and really stress the main point here tonight that, you know, there's always a way out. There is always a way out, and people like yourself can help them find their way to God and freedom. Folks, please stay with us. We're back in only 3 minutes with our special guest, Pastor Russ Dizdar, and more Frankly Speaking Radio.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the money. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA, plan that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immune. It has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, I don't know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeekey.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator, quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Good evening. Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest tonight, Pastor Russ Dizdar from Shatter the Darkness. Russ, welcome back, sir.
Welcome back. Thanks, Frank. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Please, if you would, tell people a little bit about what kind of work you guys do.
Excuse me. Shatter the Darkness, we've been doing it since the mid-'80s and mm-hmm. just kind of targeting young folks. But the primary thing is it's evolved into responding to ritually abused individuals, and we've worked thousands and thousands of hours with those satanic ritual abuse, and they call it multiple personality disorder, or DID, which is dissociative identity disorder. There's well over 4 million some diagnosed cases, and then there's probably another 4 or 5 million undiagnosed. And so we are just packed every week with just other states, individuals call over the web. Locally here, we do what we call Freedom Encounters, which brings deliverance from the demonic side, inner healing that Jesus can bring to them. And then there's a whole array of other things, because some folks getting out have healers or covens that still come after them and draw them back. And there's a real battle to keep them in the group and not let the seats out. But too much has come out already. Mm-hmm. But we're only seeing the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. Yeah, I have no doubt about that. One of the things that I was reading most recently, I guess just a couple of days ago, in your insider's report that you send out, which I presume people can sign.
Sure, absolutely.
By email, wonderful. It's a great report, folks, and it certainly gives everybody the sort of the status of what's been happening and where everything is at. And you mentioned it just briefly about all this, but the Virginia Tech school shootings, which was fairly recent. This whole thing reeked to me of some sort of abuse, mind control sort of thing. I'm not sure exactly, but looking at it, you could see quite plainly that there was some It looks like initially it started out as an attempt to keep it all under wraps, and you can look at the way the whole thing was handled just on the surface level, and you can see that there were so many mistakes made, and you got to say, well, where was the common sense? And I think the common sense was really in the interest of covering it up as much as possible. He had written apparently some things which people found disturbing, but some of those things focused on child abuse, which I thought was interesting, Pelia. And then the other reports were that this kid basically had a look of detachment on his face, no emotion at all in these shootings. What are your thoughts? I mean, when you're looking at a situation like that, give us your analysis and sort of what jumped out at you.
Well, that's, when we first heard about it, we wondered whether it was these, what we call, or they call themselves, the chosen ones, those who've been personalities programmed, demonized, and they have assassin personalities inside that are waiting. They're in waiting for what they call the Black Awakening. But this is very typical of what will happen in the future, only in thousands of places at once. I begin to hear this. Of course, we begin to think, is it breaking loose now? But it was just in that area. Looking at the boy and listening, you wonder whether or not it's a cover story. I didn't get to see him face to face, whatever else. But he killed like an assassin. Regardless,
yes.
If he was just a hurting boy, angry boy, whatever else, the issue is that he killed with precision.
Mm-hmm.
He killed like an assassin. And I have dealt with the assassin personalities on the inside of a number of these highly trained, highly programmed, very proof that they do.
Mm-hmm.
I sat with one in the car one time, and I didn't even know. And they, as I was talking to this multiple out of Fort Bragg, and we were talking and discussing, and all of a sudden they switched to another personality, and they reached down into a hand and pulled out a 9mm. And I'm sitting in the car with what I call a piggybacker behind me, one of our guys that watches us, to be careful in these kind of situations. Well, they looked at the gun for a few moments, and they handed it to me and asked me if I wanted to see it. So I took it. Frank, I looked at it, and I had to pray for a moment whether I was going to return it or not. And I handed it back, and they looked at me in total shock. And they looked at me, and they said, why didn't you do it? They told me you would shoot me, that you're the enemy. And you didn't shoot me. I can't believe it. And come to find out, his name, this male personality's name, was Assassin. And we talked for quite a while about weapons, his assignment, his job, what he does, and that even if I would have shot him, he wouldn't have felt it, and he wouldn't have went to hell. He would have went into another body. That's what he's been programmed to believe. Obviously, if I would have shot the body sitting next to me, they would have died, and there would have been great trouble. And I didn't know if I was going to get shot, but there are many just like that.
Wow.
Hundreds of thousands of them. So this case, VTech, is very similar to what I have heard and read of their materials over many years of listening and tracking them and hearing we're planning plot. Mm-hmm. America hasn't seen anything yet.
My God. What you're saying is so powerful because, in the course of, and I spent hours on this, Russ, picking this whole thing apart, going to the stories that were available. And, a lot of the assessments I've heard seem to confirm exactly what you're saying. And I'll give you some of that when we come back. Folks, please bear with us. Only 3 minutes and then more brilliance for special guests tonight. We're certainly blessed to have him here. Pastor Russ Dizdar, ShatteredDarkness.net. Check it out. We'll be back in three.
You're listening to Public Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal forms like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going regular jog 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 22.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Service Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $250 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-707. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the system world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer Amish-built wood cook stove that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I'm your host, Frank Whelan. Our special guest tonight, Pastor Russ Dizdar, Shatter the Darkness website, shatterthedarkness.net. Welcome back, sir.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you so much. You know, you were mentioning about these assassin personalities and whatnot. A couple of things that we had talked about here on the program in the aftermath of this was, A, the efficiency of the whole operation. I mean, when you think about it, with a 9mm and a 22 pistol, that's a lot of dead people for a very, very short amount of time. There was the fact that he had the chains and the locks. There was the idea that he had perhaps been behind the three bomb threats the week before where he had used that to gauge the response of authorities. There was the two words that were found on his arm, Ismail Axe, which a couple of different people have tried to analyze and come up with. But what was intriguing about it was the idea of, I got this from Sorcia Falls' website. She basically had it meaning Salome, the Italian verb salari, meaning to salt, meaning that, and then the number 11, meaning that he had authority to salt the earth, meaning, of course, to prevent, you know, I guess you could say a future, you know, to in the case of salting the earth, it would be for crops, you know, to ruin a field. In this case, it would be the future generation's children and whatnot. But I've heard a lot of people say, oh, it was obviously a terror operation. This guy was infiltrated. He was, you know, an Al-Qaeda operative. He was only killing Jews and Christians. If I believe that, it rings to me much, much more likely of a mind control victim. And what you're saying about the assassin personalities, it would seem that this is like programmed into them, like military grade, high level operative training.
Well, exactly, and this goes back to John Marks, the Manchurian Candidate, the book that he wrote. There's no question now that you can read books like Journey into Madness. You can read the Project Blue Book, Bluebird rather, and the Purposeful Creation of Multiple Personality Disorder. There's a lot of information now out there. Monarch, MK, all of that is readable. But it's also very old materials, and with the issue of having so many millions that have been through this, you know, this stuff, that around us today, there's a broader picture. What we see with this guy, Cho, that again, he killed like an assassin. Cover stories are given to all of these folks because they can do things. For example, the individual we dealt with did work in Russia and other places.
Mm-hmm.
They could be an incredible spy or an assassin, whatever. they're going to do, take materials, whatever, switch to the host personality. If they got caught, they could be tortured, anything else. Of course, the host personality is totally amnesic. They do not know what's going on.
Wow.
And if they know, no one's going to be able to pull anything out of them because the submerged, buried personality that did all this stuff is down. Now, our issue is that, yeah, there's a lot of great book now that's coming out to give materials.
Mm-hmm.
Secret Weapons is another one with a former law enforcement agent that went after two young girls, Lynn Hersha and Cheryl Hersha. And again, that's the stuff you can read out there that's out there already. So much is coming out. But our problem was that we've faced them.
Mm-hmm.
Frank, I sat at a table one time with one of these. A sergeant brought his wife into my office. And he's in military uniform, comes in, sits across from me. I already don't trust this person.
Mm-hmm.
But I put my head down to write a few notes. And just as I looked down to write a few notes, I felt like wind or something just brushed the top of my head. I immediately looked up, and there's a military bayonet sticking in my desk, just missed my head. This person's eyes is glassed over. They're crazed. They pulled it out of the desk and swiped it at me again. In less than a second, it seemed like. Not even a second,
wow.
Frank. This switch occurred, and this attempt was made. That's the second time. Another time was with a federal officer's wife in their home with numerous people who had weapons to protect her from this coven out of Cleveland and to keep her from running, a personality to leave the building, leave the house. Well, same thing. And again, the Spirit of the Lord, to me, this person, they switched to another personality. And in an instant, just before they did it, the Lord said she's going to do this. And she pulled up this 6-inch, 8-inch long, big, thick needle from her flesh and attempted to strike me in the solar plexus area. It became a physical battle, and it turned into a deliverance with the federal office husband right there. It was a
wow.
major. So it can happen so quick. But the ones that walked to and engaged, and they understood, I was not their handlers. I was not a part of the brotherhood. They were curious about who I was and why I was even involved, and they were secretly, giving us information, taking us to places, giving us material, turning over things, and it's amazing to me. So this case with Cho, the MO behind this will be there's going to be a cover story.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless, this guy, even if it was just a bad child issue and he wanted to get mad at somebody, usually they take it out on somebody direct.
Oh, yeah.
This was more than that.
Yes.
And the diversion could be, yeah, let's just blame it on the Muslims, but it was a typical radical Muslim assassination issue, attempt. This was more like the assassin side of him came out, did what he did. And immediately, this is why I really appeal to a lot of them. Every one of the assassin personalities on the inside that are lower personalities, sub, way down in there, many of them are sleepers waiting for, to be triggered and, to unleash their assignments. Well, behind all of them, they all have suicide programming. All of them do.
Right.
And we've seen how the triggers work, codes and so forth. And we've watched the switch. We've watched when there is not only the programming, but a sense of demonic, again, that those glazed over, those eyes, the cold as steel look, and the precision. So, irregardless, Satan himself is the murderer and the slaughter of human life.
Mm-hmm.
And irregardless, I still would say that there's even the demonic behind, But it's more than just a boy that got hurt in society and took it out on everybody.
Yeah, that's my assessment as well. And I think you've really brought a whole lot of light to this big question that we've had about that. And I knew you were the guy to do that. Excuse me. Well, I want to ask you about this because it would seem that you're to interact with these assassin personalities. Without them, how does that happen? I mean, in essence, can they be the dominant personality? Is it possible for them to exist in that mind frame without necessarily the assassination, ready to occur, for example?
Well, yeah. I mean, in the training of spies and things like that and in military and everything else, there's always been just, a person can be an assassin, even the mafia.
Sure,
even the mafia
sure.
has done that.
Mm-hmm.
But this is different. And this is... And the way it's worked over years has been, as we begin to, some of them come here out of reconnaissance to check us out.
I see.
And they've allowed us to deal with them, but they saw the power of God. They saw another side that they've never been allowed to see. And so maybe we dealt with them on a deliverance level, and they saw the demonic presence completely annihilated,
wow.
and they found freedom. Or they had an inner thing where the Lord Jesus and God's power really ministered to them and struck them in such a way that they wanted something more. So over the years, what we've done was, my goal, I guess, has been, I look back, I've always been willing just to listen to all the stories, to listen to everything they have to say, but then seek to verify.
Mm-hmm.
And that put me into a thing where some of these folks, actually most all of them at the beginning, were still halfway in the Coven group, including rogue military or the shadow government stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still in on that side, but they're also on this other side seeking a way out. I have that. I have people like that all around me right now. They're halfway out, and they're doing everything they can to be secretive because they don't want to be shut down, pulled in, taken away. We've had that happen numerous times, too. We've had military people show up in black uniforms, black beret, with a particular kind of patch, with a globe, two lightning bolts through it. And the only place we've found any information so far is Wright Patton. They're a special elite police. On the base. There's again folks behind all this. Every assassin like that, the real assassin like that, would have handlers, because they get their assignments from the side.
Wow. As far as these things go in the programming process, I mean, obviously you would assume that a lot of this happens to children, because children, I think that it's especially satanic. It can do something to children constantly in the Bible. Children are referenced, especially by Jesus. And you also got this whole thing about the innocence of a child and how much stronger a child's faith is. I'll give you a perfect example, one you know very well. When your child comes home from school or whatever, they just wake up. They don't ask, can we afford breakfast today or lunch or dinner? They say, what is for breakfast, lunch, or dinner? They know it's coming. They're just curious what it is. They have no doubt in their mind. That's faith. And that's the kind of faith I think we have to have, you know, with God. But at the same time, obviously, to corrupt a child has got to be an especially big victory for these Satanists. But as far as where I'm going with this is, I would imagine that there are probably people who volunteer for these types of things as well. Meaning, of course, you know, shadow government, military operations, assassins, snipers, whatever the case may be, that there are probably people who would say, yes, you know, I'd like to be able to not have to live with the guilt of conscience about these things. I'd like to be better at what I do. I'd like to have a better chance of coming home alive. And there are probably, you know, programs where you can volunteer for these things.
Well, it's possible, because, mm-hmm. but it's harder to split an adult. I mean, as far as splitting the core of a human being. Maybe 10 years ago when I dealt with a number of the military-type people, when I sat down and talked to splitters, programmers, and others, when they describe the process, which is horrific, you're taking a human personality, the soulful side, and you're literally splitting. It's similar to the idea of hypnotizing somebody and, you know, going beyond them and telling them that they're somebody else, whatever, and they play act or whatever, and then you tell them they won't remember a thing, and you bring them out of it, and they don't remember a thing. And they don't even believe what they did in front of everybody else. And, of course, we've seen them on television. This goes further. They create permanent states, permanent personalities that can come out at times and go to training. They can learn. But they're all – I tell them sometimes, and they get mad at me. I say, "You guys, they've treated you guys monkeys in a cage. They put you each into your cage. They bring you out, do what they want you to do. Then they put you back in until you get triggered for something else, until you get caught." Because they have sex slave personalities. They have runners. They have all kinds of different personalities.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes back to their version of creating a super soldier, but a satanic soldier.
I see.
So it usually begins before birth, bloodlined, generational, and they're handed off into the ground. Frank, our military in the 50s was infiltrated.
Mm-hmm.
OSS, CIA, it was infiltrated with all those German doctors, what they were doing under the occult spirits that were guiding them in the creation of an Aryan, bloodlined Superman. That project hasn't stopped. It's just broad, and it's been going on for 50 years in our nation. There's so many of them, and they're in waiting. They're all around us. They're in our churches. We found them in law enforcement, among the feds, in military, in schools. They're working and operating in their frontality, but inside, there is a lethal part of them that knows no conscience, and they can slaughter a child. They'll do anything, Frank. They'll do anything.
As far as that goes, obviously multiple personality disorder indicates more than one, but are all of these different, I guess, task-specific personalities put into the same person?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Sure. Like just two of the people that I know of offhand, like the one that recruited me to be a police chaplain. Here they are as an off, and they recruited me. They came to our shatter meetings and recruited me to come in, and they want me to teach in the police academy on call crime and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here we come to teach them, and they're a full-blown, high-complex, cult-multiple.
Wow.
They have numerous personalities. They can speak over five other languages. Some of them are ritual conjurers, spirits, and so forth. Some of them are, some can handle weapons, but the upfront person doesn't know everything that's on the inside. That's part of the problem.
Yeah.
That's how the technology works. And so the way it works is they've been split personality-wise. They might have this done when they're young, mm-hmm. and they just simply put the personalities down mm-hmm. until they begin to bring them out later on when the body's older and start training them and then programming them in either loop programming and other models and putting them down from time to time, using them and kind of, they got to come in to be tuned up in a sense and geared up. But there's an ultimate purpose behind all of it.
Mm.
They're not just here for, rituals and gaining power and sex. There's an overarching agenda behind all of them, Frank, all of them.
And we definitely have to talk about that, too, in the course of the interview here tonight. I wanted to ask you about this, too. As far as the abilities, such as the multiple languages and whatnot, does that come from the demonic indwelling of the person, or does that come from the technology being utilized for the programming itself? How much is one and how much other?
Well, they're both used technology in the sense of they can, what I've been told anyway, that they can literally, just have that new language programmed into a particular personality.
I see.
Through screen memories, information, whatever, can all be put in. It's, again, when they split, you have then raw human personality. They bond, they bond with it first, and then they begin to just pour into who you are, what your name is, what you're going to be, what your job is, and that's all they know. Some personalities, even sleepers that we've woken up, when all of a sudden they come up, they look around. First of all, they never really allowed to be out by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They wondered how they got out. Second of all, some of them have realized they haven't been out for over 15 years. They're still waiting. Somebody out there has a book or it's on a laptop. Every one of these folks, their handlers know who's on the inside.
Wow.
What the triggers are to call them, how to call them in. For example, a phone call, mm-hmm. certain sound, certain beep, triggers an inside personality to bring the physical body to a location. Where, they talk to the sub-personalities and deal with everything, give us hints, or they get information. For example, a lot of churches are infiltrated with cult multiples. We've been to many of them. We've had it happen in our church. We've been to many churches, and many churches have brought us cult multiples, thinking, oh, this is a victim, they need to be helped. But it's more than that.
We have a break here, Russ. I'm sorry. Just a short one. I can't believe we're almost at the end of the first hour already, folks. Amazing information. We will have time for you guys to call in and ask questions, too. But there's a lot of material to cover. Stay with us, please. Our special guest tonight, Pastor Russ Dizdar. Check out their website, shatterthedarkness.net, and stay with us. We're back in minutes.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of
Employers all over the country are discovering how to rack insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. We'll Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific. And
healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee beans are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample there or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that toll-free 866-222-3017 or coffee biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Let me remind you, this hour has been brought to you by our good friends down at the Howard Creek Resort. They have nine, count them nine, fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and easy access to all the things that Arkansas has to offer you, as well as surrounding areas such as Branson, Missouri. Big area for, it's kind of like a mini Nashville. A lot of great shows and amusement parks and things like that. Anyway, it's the perfect vacation spot any time of the year. Visit them on the web at www.howardcreek.com, or you can call them toll free, 877-253-7690. We ask you, of course, to support our sponsors and advertisers, and we'd like for you to support our guest here and his hard work and everybody down there who works so hard at Shatter the website, shatterthedarkness.net. Pastor Russ Dizdar, welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you very much. When we left off, you were talking about the infiltration in churches and all these other places as well.
Right. Wherever we're finding them, like every psych ward in the United States has multiples.
Mm-hmm.
That's a given now. They began to surface in late 70s, pour in begin in the 80s, and then they just flood the system, multi-million-dollar insurance issues, account centers, churches everywhere, pastors. These folks begin to show up everywhere. And the question wasn't just how do you heal them. I mean, that was the number one thing we wanted to deal with, bring them to Christ and bring them out and help them. And it's really an intricate thing because a lot of what's done is really old stuff, yet new because of what's to come. Now, when I say that, it shows there's massive behind-the-scenes organization.
Mm-hmm.
It shows that there are perpetrators who did these things. They took the time to split the personality, to program personalities, to demonize the programming, to have foods and triggers, to use the individuals in rituals, to use them in assignments. Monarchs have been used at Bohemian Grove. They've been used in many places. They're there as infiltrators to compromise. So there's a bigger, broader picture than even just the idea of assassin.
Yes.
They're among us now. The assassin or the chaotic to come when hundreds of thousands of them are unleashed at the same time, Frank.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll do just what this Cho did. They'll do what the gunman in Texas when he walked into that church.
Mm-hmm.
What happened in my office when my head was, a fourth of an inch from that bayonet going through it.
Wow.
And when they switch to those personalities and they're demonized and they're programmed, it's almost like nothing stops. The only way we've been able to stop them is physically bring them down. And then wait till we prayed and go through things, and they switch to the host personality. We've had five law enforcement guys have to fight with one of them and bring them down. And this is after 2 days of him being missing and slaughtering two girls in a ritual. You talked about rituals. I mean, these rituals are horrific. The reason they need the blood issue, and Satan's always into the blood issue because of the properties and the drawing of powers. But the torture and the sexual, it's about heightening human emotions to such a level that it really gives access to the demons.
If I can ask you to hang on here, I'm sorry. I can't believe how fast this is going. Folks, please stay with us. Don't miss a second of our special guest this evening, Pastor Russ Dizzer. We'll be back in only 90 seconds with the beginning of hour number two, and of course, Frankly Speaking Radio.